Industrial Talk Podcast. Go big in just 6 minutes a day. Building a legacy of success in a rapidly changing industrial market.
All right, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. You know my name is Scott McKenzie, and we are going to go big because you work in an industry that is changing rapidly. Let's build a legacy. That's what we're doing. All right, let's get going. I hope you guys are doing well out there. I hope you guys are all safe out there. Thank you for listening. Of course, let's get going. Now, over the past couple of weeks, we've been talking a little bit about, I look at it as your industrial soul, right? We're talking about the elements of, well, we looked at it from an equation, but the elements of success and what are really non-negotiable. And I always refer back to the soul, that inside issues or that soul. You're a soul. So what we're going to do in this podcast, this episode, we're going to just sort of summarize where we're at, because I truly want to start to transition and transition into really true tactics of things that can make you a success and things that are passionate for me, and that's sales, marketing, branding, and increasing that your market. And so to do that, you got to have that right industrial soul. So with that, we're going to just go back, summarize, and if you missed out, right, go back, listen. Do it again, because they've only just totaled about an hour. Not much, man, because I've just been hitting 6-7 minutes right in there. I know it says 6 minutes, but anyway. So let's go through, let's summarize, and just reiterate the importance of all of these components as we talk about your industrial soul. So the first one that we talked about was, of course, either find a mentor and be a mentor, or a combination of both. It doesn't really matter. If you are a mentor, that requires you to be at the top of your game to help that individual out, which is very important, because that type of pressure and that type of motivation is good for you. And then, of course, if you want a mentor, find a mentor, well then, once again, that is also good, because that individual has been down the road, and if you want to go down that road, they know how to do it. So that's one. Number one, right, is find a mentor, be a mentor. Okay, number two is your personal development. This is the one that is near and dear to my heart. It is the reality of what we call the digital world, right? And the digital world includes information. And there is no reason why you cannot, on a daily basis, develop, grow, expand, create greater knowledge inside of you. So if you're a mentor, you got to do this. If you're being mentored, you got to do this. So they're hand in hand, you know. So that's right. So that's number two. That's personal development. Number three, all of that is for naught if you're not committed into doing. There's a real sad stat out there that only a small, and I mean a really small percentage of people will truly take action. And if I speak to 100 people, there's going to only be about 2% that say, you know what, I'm going to do it. Now, it could be a messaging issue on my part, but the reality is that people typically do not take action. We're about doing. That's what I'm encouraging you to do. That's number three, once again, the commitment in doing. Now we start getting into the equation. So the next one, the fourth component, is the know. We know, like, trust, plus caring and friendship. So the knowing, if they don't know you, if you don't have a mechanism to be able to have your customer, your market to know you, then there's not going to be any incentive or desire to do anything with you, because they just plain don't know you. So how do you gain that attention? How do you get that knowing out there? Okay, that's number four, knowing. Number five, like you. It's one thing to know you. I know a lot of people. Do I like them? I don't know. But the reality is that there's got to be that likability, that beer factor, I call it, that somebody wants to say, hey, yeah, I'll go to the, let's go grab a beer and let's chit-chat. That's like. And so without, if they know you, but they don't like you, same thing. Same results, same everything. They're not going to do anything with you. They're just not. Okay, so the next one that we are talking about is trust. Now, are you a person of your word? Do you have? Are you driven by integrity? Are you there when you're supposed to be there? Take responsibility for things that don't go right. Trust, right? No, like, trust. If they don't know you, not going to do anything. Like, not going to do anything. If they don't trust you, they're definitely not going to do anything with you. So when we start talking about your industrial soul, that includes all of those components. That's real important. Now we're going to transition into caring and friendship. Now, caring, of course, as we alluded to in one of the podcasts, that is real important because they've got to see that heart. That heart is saying, hey, I care about your success. No matter what, I care about your success. My solution is about you and your challenges, and I care about your success. If you do not come from that perspective, if they do not see that, then once again, they're just like, ah, no, this individual, this company, whatever it might be, is in it for themselves. I'm all for making a profit. But I want to make sure that whatever I do, that profit is driven by the point of caring. Does that make sense? That makes sense, right? Okay. The next one, of course, is friendship. Now, friendship is everything, right? And if you can get to the point where you create that friendship through the other components, you know, like trust and caring, that's fantastic. So you develop that friendship and they're always going to include you. They're always going to be there. They're always going to just, you know, stand by you. That's real important. And that's a valuable component. And then finally, that whole stool, boom, that whole stool fits on or sits on a foundation of purpose or your aim, your declaration saying, boom, I am standing up for this and I am not going to create anything that is not going to satisfy or fall into those categories. Does that make sense? That summarizes pretty much everything that we talked about. But I'm telling you, from my shiny bald head down to my toes, that if you do not, and you do not take those things seriously, your efforts, you might have some success, but it will never be to the point where it could be, right? And I'm here to tell you that it is great. If you can do that, if I find a mentor, if I do my personal development, if I just do, no matter what, do, and then I go through know, like, trust, caring, and friendship, there will be success and driven by that noble purpose, okay? So that's where we're going. But what we're going to do, what's more exciting, is that our next stuff, right? Our next stuff is going to be talking a lot about digital solutions, right? How do we take all this stuff that we've learned over the past couple of weeks, put it into action? I'm excited. I've got tools, techniques I've learned. I've grown. You know why? Because I personally develop. That's right. And you know, I'm trying to create a know, like, and trust for you guys. I care about you. It's all about you. So thank you very much. I know this one went a little longer, but what the heck, man? Let's summarize it. Let's make it happen. I want you guys to be doers, people of action. So you have a great day. Let's be doers. Let's consider this. Go back, look at all those podcasts, and get yourself a little pump on. So wonderful. Thank you. Have a great day, and I will talk to you again.